On Mondays, we like to bring you some good vibes, some audio or a story to get your week off on a positive note. Today's good vibes are from New York's own Dr. Anthony Fauci. You probably know the facts. Anthony Fauci was born in Brooklyn, and his family lived in an apartment above a pharmacy owned by his pharmacist father. It was in Diker Heights. He went on to a Jesuit education for high school, then College of the Holy Cross and Cornell Med School, where he graduated first in his class. But fun fact, despite his height, Anthony Fauci played hoops. And as a Wall Street Journal headline put it, Fauci was a basketball captain, and now he is America's point guard. The headline is sort of funny because last week, Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was interviewed on Instagram by one of the most talented point guards of the modern era, the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. Now, a point guard is arguably the most important player on a basketball team. If you look up the qualities possessed by good point guards, they include: a point guard must lead the team. He must have a team-first attitude, must be able to control the ball, must have a high basketball IQ, must know where everyone should be during set plays. They must have great passing skills. They must know their teammates' strengths and weaknesses. Dr. Fauci, who will turn 80 on Christmas Eve 2020, has used all of those skills during this pandemic. The nation is turning to Dr. Fauci in this time of crisis for providing honest, science-based analysis of what is happening with coronavirus and what should be done. And over the weekend, his influence will likely have saved lives, as he was among the voices who guided President Trump to extend the national social distancing protocol for another month. Years ago, Dr. Fauci participated in NPR's This I Believe essay series, and it really gives you a bit of insight into the man. So today's good vibes from Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, on what he believes.
I believe I have a personal responsibility to make a positive impact on society. I've tried to accomplish this goal by choosing a life of public service. I am a physician and a scientist confronting the challenge of infectious diseases. I consider my job a gift. It allows me to try and help alleviate the suffering of humankind. I have three guiding principles that anchor my life, and I think about them every day. First, I have an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Knowledge goes hand in hand with truth, something I learned with a bit of tough love from my Jesuit education, first at Regis High School in New York City, and then at Holy Cross College in Worcester, Massachusetts. I consider myself a perpetual student. You seek and learn every day, from an experiment in the lab, from reading a scientific journal, from taking care of a patient. Because of this, I rarely get bored. Second, I believe in striving for excellence. I sweat the big and the small stuff. I do not apologize for this. One of the byproducts of being a perfectionist and constantly trying to improve myself are sobering feelings of low-grade anxiety and a nagging sense of inadequacy. But this is not anxiety without a purpose. No, this anxiety keeps me humble. It creates a healthy tension that serves as the catalyst that drives me to fulfill my limited potential. This has made me a better physician and scientist. Without this tension, I wouldn't be as focused. I have accepted that I will never know or understand as much as I want. This is what keeps the quest for knowledge exciting. And it is one of the reasons I would do my job even if I did not get paid to come to work every day. Third, I believe that as a physician, my goal is to serve humankind. I have spent all of my professional life in public service, most of it involved in research, care of patients, and public health policy concerning the HIV/AIDS epidemic. When I chose to concentrate on AIDS in the 1980s, many of my colleagues thought I was misguided to be focusing all of my attention on what was then considered just a gay man's disease. But I felt that this was my destiny and was perfectly matched to my training. I knew deep down that this was going to become a public health catastrophe. I am committed to confronting the enormity of this global public health catastrophe and its potential for even greater devastation. Failure to contain it cannot be an option. I believe that to be even marginally successful in working to contain this terrible disease, I must be guided by these principles. I must continually thirst for knowledge, accept nothing short of excellence, and know that the good of the global society is more important and larger than I am.
Today's good vibes from Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Coming up, school from home. It's not easy, even for pros. Catherine Hill, a learning specialist who recently wrote a guide for the New York Times, shares tips and lesson plans for school at home. We'll be right back after the break.